foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview. Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And Janie, we mistakenly apply this scripture by renewing our mind in the culture of the church rather than in the milk of the Word. Now, the Word is vital in renewing our mind to know the character of Christ, His faithfulness, His tender care, His creativity, His love.
Well, and I'm going to add to that His sovereignty and His power.
Oh, yeah.
And we could go on and on and on for the next 15 minutes, but we won't. But we will go and show the importance of what you're saying about the Word that He wants us to know. We renew our hearts not out on the playing field, not on the basketball court. We renew it in the Word.
Okay.
And in Psalms 119, 160, it says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances," or your ways, "is everlasting." So the words spoken by God Almighty, Jesus Christ, go on and on and on and on.
They never change.
Yeah. They never change. Then there is a particular chapter over in John that I have much affection for because I'm eavesdropping in on the one conversation that's recorded where Jesus and God are having a conversation. John 17.
Okay.
Jesus said, "Father, your hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you." So the first thing I see is we've got a family going. Here's the Father, and here's the Son. Now, in verse 3, Son talking to the Father God says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So they want us to know them as family.
Okay.
And then he says, "Father, glorify me together with you, with the glory which I had with you before the world was."
Oh,
see, they had
wow.
a good thing going, and then they had a discussion, and they said, "You know, we're going to have to go on a mission to be able to have a family forever with us." So they then decide that they are going to have to make some adjustments because of the sin that had marred the original game plan. It never nullified it.
So they had to separate.
Yes. So that to me is such a sign if a family is willing to do for one another.
The sacrifice that they made.
Yes, and the love that required them to be willing. You know, they had been forever and ever before time ever began. Why didn't they just decide to keep on going? I mean, it worked for them for eternity past. No, they wanted to build a family that they could share their love with forever.
It gives you a whole different renewing of the mind and how you perceive what Jesus coming to earth really was about.
Mm-hmm.
It was more than just dying for our sins to get us out of hell and into heaven. I mean, that really causes you to think differently about the decision that they made and why they made it. For Jesus to come here, the sacrifice was beyond just the cross. It was a sacrifice of a separation. It was a sacrifice of love for the better of the family.
He goes on, Sharon, in verse 11. I'm just kind of going through the chapter here because this is their conversation as it progresses.
John 17.
John 17. And so he says, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Now, I tell you what, if that's not a beautiful description for the unity and harmony in a family.
Right.
And that's what the Son and the Father are talking about. And you know what? It may have been delayed, but it's not defeated. We will know perfect unity and harmony when we get to our true home. But in the inner time, He wants us to be able to enjoy that now. And He has given us the ability to live in unity and harmony when we're keeping our Father and Jesus Christ in our focus.
Well, and the way that we have unity and harmony is to have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ is revealed in the Word.
Yes, absolutely. And then, and just to confirm what you're saying, in verse 13, he says, But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Joy. Where have we heard that? The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really saying right here, I want our family to know joy as they can know strength that is from us. So right. How many people are concentrated that you know of that just want you to have joy, Sharon?
Not a whole lot.
But then he goes on and says in the next breath, he said, I have given them your word. Oh, I like that because that ties directly into Romans 12, 2 and 3. And the world has hated them because they don't belong to the world, just as I am not of the world. So now he's talking to the Father and saying, our family is going to have some real problems. They're going to be hated, but we want them to have the joy that they can stand the heat of being rejected.
Right.
And then in verse 17 is one of the best verses probably in all the talkings in the red letter edition. And it says, Father, sanctify them. Big word, but it simply means set them apart by your truth. So set them apart. They have a mission. They have a purpose according to your truth because your word is truth. So do you realize?
We're back to the Word.
We're back to the Word again. And then can you stop and think that our whole life has been programmed with the beautiful act of being set apart for a purpose and a plan here as well as continuing in to all the ages to come that was really planned before time ever began? Now, here's God the Father and God the Son making little old earth with people that we have been in the Father and the Son's heart forever. You can't
that takes the, yeah, that takes can't. More renewing my mind, Janie, to think with the mind of God.
And the magnitude, magnitude of it. But now here, people will say, okay, well, that was for then when God was and the Son were having a conversation. So the Lord wants to be sure we understand that we're included. So in verse 20, he says, I don't pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through the word.
Okay.
And again, that we may be a family of one. And then there is a verse that can almost cause me not to be able to say it without crying. So you may have to read it if I cry. Jesus says to God the Father, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect or mature in one, family unity, and the world may know that you have sent me and you have loved them as you have loved me. Now, to put that in plain, simple words, God the Father loves Sharon Hoskins with the same intensity, quality, and quantity of perfect love as he loves Jesus Christ.
Again, renewing my mind to think that way, to know that, and to take that in causes me to stop.
It causes me to have to ponder those words, and my mind cannot apprehend the love of a holy God loving each of his family members with the same quality, quantity, intensity, loyalty, whatever other attribute you want to put, as he does God the Son, who came to fulfill the Father's purpose.
Well, that should quiet our doubts, Janie. That should really quiet our questioning whether God truly loves us or not. I mean, here we have the Son speaking to the Father. Now, he had prayed many times, but we only saw that he prayed. This is the first time that we really see a prayer this in depth to the Father. And he is including us, me, and you, in a prayer that he prayed. And we're in the Bible.
Well, that
we're mentioned in the Bible.
I hadn't thought about it that way, Sharon.
That so requires me to think differently, to renew my mind in the mind of Christ, which is the Word of God. And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.